You can take control of the airwaves, dialing toll-free, bringing whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesack. Stay tuned for that opportunity coming up here in a little bit. And the special contest lines will give you those at the right time. Meantime, we continue taking your phone calls. Let's go back to Kirk. Now, Kirk, you were telling us, for those just tuning in, about a problem you've been having with, I guess, an ex-girlfriend. You had a baby with her up in Michigan. You ended up breaking up after 8 years. And then you went down to Florida. Now, at what point did they decide that that you owed a bunch of money to child support?
Well, what happened is you know, I came back to Florida. I'm from Florida originally. And the thing is, I'm paying my taxes, trying to do the right thing, you know. And as soon as you start paying your taxes, you start taking your taxes. And yeah. Then they find out where you work.
And, why is it the right thing to pay taxes?
See, I don't condone this $60,000 thing, so I'm not sending them money, you know. I don't condone this.
So why don't you...
Fines and penalties. I'm not a deadbeat dad. You know, I'm in full contact with my child and everything. He's 25 years old now. But the thing is, as soon as you start paying your income taxes, they find a way where they garnish my wages. That's fine. They doubled up on the payments. You know, I was supposed to pay $40 a week. So they charge you $80 because they're charging you fines and interest. Now, Who is this doing that? And as soon the company that I was working for lost their contract and I got laid off. So, boom, as soon as that happened, they are sending me letters saying that they're taking me to court, okay?
This
they're
is the state of Michigan?
They're going to take away my right to travel. Yeah, this is Michigan. They're going to take away my right to travel, my constitutional right to travel. They're going to take away my license and any occupational license that I do have, so therefore I can't work. You know, yeah, I do have a security class D license.
It's a pretty silly thing that they do is when they'll go after guys that are, you know, not paying child support or whatever, and they'll take away their driver's license as if they're going to get a good job by doing that. I mean,
exactly.
And your occupational license, too, bro.
So if you have any kind of occupational license,
well, licenses are an easy target to go after.
Like, it's a government issue.
Yeah, it's a great threat. Like, I once had my license suspended for not paying a bus fare for one stop.
Well,
obviously,
you know,
I had to call a lawyer in Michigan.
I tried to get one here in Sarasota, and she's like, oh, I'm not licensed in the state of Michigan. So I called one in the state of Michigan, and he's like, well, you know, it's a very depressed economy right now up here and everything. Send me $2,500. I'll take care of all this. We have to take care of the girlfriend first, and then we'll get a hold of the courts, and we'll, you know, because I'm a disabled veteran also.
So they claim, let me see if I'm following this here,
veteran,
Kirk.
So,
Kirk, excuse me for just a moment. I just want to make sure I'm following this. So you had a child with this woman. You broke up after 8 years. You started making payments. You said you're not a deadbeat dad, so you were making payments for a long time. And so you made payments up until what point?
Up one point until my disability really got a hold of me. And then, you know, we went through that recession and I couldn't find a job. You know, I was
so how long has it been since you stopped? How long since you've not paid a payment to the child support?
It's never really because they've taken my income tax every year. You file your income tax, you try to do the right thing,
I'm sorry. When you say never, you mean you've never made a payment to child support?
Oh, no. I've always made payments. I just fell behind.
So when's the last time you made a payment to child support?
Let me see, like 3 months ago when I quit getting garnished.
I see.
And as soon as I stopped getting garnished, that's when this all happened.
And they're claiming you owe $60,000?
$60,000. $60,000 in fines and interest.
Yeah, it's the fines and interest.
But they can just charge you for this.
Ouch.
Yeah.
So now you've been paying. You've actually been paying into this beyond the point where your son turned 18. You said he's 25 now.
Oh God, yes. And they don't put that in there. They don't put that in there. They just send you a bill and some coupons, and you're supposed to pay these coupons every week, and then you condone. And this is what I told the lawyer. I said, if I pay these coupons and they just start sending me these after I got laid off, So out of my unemployment, $275 a week, I'm supposed to give them 80. And I says, I'm not going to pay this because this condones. I actually did not realize that I owed $60,000. So if I send them these coupons, that just condones. Then I'm saying, yep, I'm sorry. I do owe you $60,000. Wouldn't you think that? And that's what I told the lawyer. He's like, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, what do you say to something like this? I mean, how do you...
I know. What do you say to that? Well, then if I send one coupon in, then that means, yes, you agree that you owe us $60,000.
And what is this coupon thing? I don't understand the coupon.
It's like a bill.
He sent me these things in the mail. Like, it's like coupon. Like, you're supposed to pull it off, send in your $80, and then the next week you peel it off, send in your $80. But they sent it, and it just floored me.
So they're going after you right now. That's what's happening right now. They've suspended your license, or they are suspending your license. And...
No, as of March 15th, if I don't show up in court in Flint, Michigan, my license, they say your license can be taken away. Any driver's license, occupational license, anything. What the hell? What can I do? I don't have $2,500 for a lawyer. The lawyer said that he'd go there and represent me in court. You know, I don't have the money to take a Greyhound bus up there.
Man, that sucks.
You know what I mean? And I'm not going to condone $60,000.
I don't blame you for it, man.
They're going to take my driver's license, and then I asked them.
And then you're going to be even more...
At a free consultation.
Yeah, it's going to be even more difficult for you. And thank you for the call tonight. It's going to be even more difficult for you at that point to make another payment because you can't work in the same way that you could. Maybe without a driver's license, you could walk to McDonald's and work there, but... How many payments are you going to be able to make doing that, trying to pay the rent at the same time?
It's an ugly situation all around.
Yeah.
Stories like that is why I got a vasectomy at age 23. 1-800, I'm sorry. You know, I've heard too many of those stories, and I didn't want myself to get into that situation. You never know when that's going to happen. I mean, maybe you were in love in the very beginning, but those things can change.
Well, you've said yourself that you could always adopt if you want kids, at which point you're in the same circumstance as the guy who had a biological child.
This is true, I suppose, but at least then I would have chosen, you know, voluntarily to get into that situation. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sam is with us listening in Scotland. Apparently fixed his phone line, had some trouble earlier. Sam, are you with us? Sam in Scotland. He is gone. All right. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you can, of course, bring up absolutely anything. We've got a little bit more airport-related news. We did a lot of TSA stuff, touched on customs. TSA is looking at starting to do some DNA screenings, swabbing your mouth when you're going through the line. That's going to be fun. And then they've also got other plans as well. But we've touched on those, and also the cash-sniffing dogs, apparently, that the customs people are now using. The TSA failing to detect guns with their body scanners, just all kinds of TSA news. But you've actually got something, Meg, from out of Australia.
Yeah, this is a new one out of Australia, and I have to say this one caught me off guard. But new X-ray technology that can reveal drug smugglers' internal cavities will be trailed at the airports as a plan to fast-track security searches. Legislation before federal parliament, and this is in Australia, I think this article is actually from there, so it doesn't really reference anything, will enable customs officers to use new body scanners instead of sending suspected individuals with drugs inside them to doctors. And they said they wasted more than 4,600 hours in hospital waiting rooms last year.
So if you're a suspect,
yes.
If you're suspected of having drugs, they will put you in an actual full-on X-ray.
Yes.
We'll come back with more on this here in just a moment. 800-259-9231 is the number. Want to make sure I give you the two-pack of the Totesac. Don't want to forget that because these things are awesome. They help you bring in the groceries from the car. And for me, it's one trip. It's an awesome handle made out of totally recycled materials. It's incredibly strong. It will carry more than you could possibly physically carry. I use them every time I bring my groceries back in from the car. You can go to totasac.us to order your own, get a family pack there, or order them wholesale, totasac.us. And if you call in right now in our contest lines, you will win a two-pack of the Totesac at 603-435-1105. That's the contest line, 603-435-1105. Call now to win.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, The Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol, because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, dial in toll free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And so we're going to go right back into your phone calls. You can, of course, take control, bring up anything. Johnny Ray calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Johnny Ray.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Johnny Ray.
I had an idea yesterday. It's pretty half-baked, but Let's see. I was reading about the Middle East, and I think the Saudis have got a day of rage scheduled for March 11th, where they'll be, you know, protesting in the streets and stuff like that.
Mm, such a nice name.
Yeah. And I thought we could do an American-style day of rage, except it would be a day of submission, where we celebrate American apathy and wretchedness.
How would you go about doing that? What
is
would
street theater we're talking about here?
Yeah, I'm thinking, well, we've got somebody here in town who does a good Uncle Sam. Maybe we could carry him around on a palanquin or something. And,
now, is a palanquin, is that what they carry the Pope on? What is a palanquin?
It's like a for ancient Egyptian royalty.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Similar
like
to what they would carry.
Like a small, flightless bird.
Like a throne that we carry him around on.
Mm-hmm.
Count me out.
And that's about as far as I've gotten.
Okay. Well, I think it's a neat idea. I think it kind of it lines up with the Free Lunch Project, which is, I guess, a competitor to the Free State Project. Instead of encouraging liberty-minded people to move to one state, the Free Lunch Project encourages, mooches to move to one state. And so that's kind of, I feel like it's kind of in the same line with that, kind of poking fun, because the Free Lunch Project wasn't really serious.
I'm not a street theater guy. I think that people can misconstrue what they see. They don't quite get it. I like the idea of passing out pamphlets so people can read it, understand what they're getting, and, you know, be presented the ideas.
Boy, way to rain on someone's parade, Mark.
What am I supposed to say? That's what I think when I hear the idea.
I mean, when I think street theater, I always think performing, and I like it more when people take more of a one-on-one approach with people and try and interact with them. So the best street performers I've ever seen have always been people who integrate that into their act. Like, they can think on their feet, they can work with people, and that's what gets audiences more participatory.
The improv aspect.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Most of the good street theater is someplace where you have a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah.
And
the middle of winter in New Hampshire is not a good foot traffic place.
And yeah. Largely you'll have cars and people wondering what's going on.
And people who, if you delay them at all outside, they're going to be mad at you because it's cold.
This is true. Well, I mean, I don't know if, Johnny, I don't know if you were you talking about doing this immediately?
It's scheduled, the Saudis are supposed to be doing their thing on the 11th.
It's probably a lot warmer where they are in Saudi Arabia. I just say that's probably a factor. But I think I like the idea.
Yeah,
of,
I do.
And I like street theater, and I like having fun. I like laughing at the absurdity of the state. And you know, it's okay, I think, to poke fun at these things. I don't know, Mark. I see where you're coming from in that if somebody's just driving by or glancing at it, they're not going to understand. But that's going to be true about a lot of things. I mean, whenever you're doing anything, if somebody's paying a cursory amount of attention, then they're going to have a cursory level of understanding.
Sure.
Obviously, if you're going to be doing something like this, you'd want to put out press releases. You'd want to get reach out to the local news media, give them a heads up as to what's going on, when it's going to happen, and what it all means. Just give it all in advance of the actual event. That way, whether they send a reporter or not, they've got the information that they can write their news release on. And, of course, obviously include your information so you can answer questions. But I think having some sort of a visual display gets people thinking is a good thing.
And just as a total, probably side note, but I was just thinking of this the other day, and I thought I'd toss it in here. I wanted to start telling people every time they do some sort of either performance, act of civil disobedience, anything like that, where they're going to have a camera with them filming the events. Before you go, but on that same camera, just say who you are, what you're doing, what the intent is.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, if your camera footage, everything's confiscated, you've already got your intent and everything like that on that tape. And so nobody can say like, oh, he was coming in to bomb the place. It's like, no, rewind, you know? 5 minutes before, I'm going in to say hello to so-and-so with this camera on.
I think the street theater that we've seen here in New Hampshire has been...
Oh, it's been great.
...particularly great. There hasn't been a whole lot of it, necessarily. The guys in Grafton have been doing quite a bit. And some people are going to look at that, going to point at it, they're going to laugh, they're going to say that this is childish, and that if you were to, for instance, do something like this, not on a cold day, but on a day in which there are a bunch of people around, like, say, the Pumpkin Festival here in Keene, New Hampshire, then, of course, you're going to have the people that are upset because you're ruining their Pumpkin Festival with your political message.
Your street theater as... I think, probably best placed at the Pumpkin Festival, simply because there's a sense of phantasmagoria going on already, and people want to be
entertained. That's not what you said about the people that were smoking joints out there.
Smoking joints is not street theater. Smoking joints
it's a
is
a performance.
It's civil disobedience, and
but
you know
it was a performance.
A lot
of people liked it, by the way. The crowd loved it.
Some certainly may have very well
the
have
crowd
watched
loved
it. That's
it. My point is
if you're going to do street theater, don't do it half-baked, because you're going to create problems. Go ahead and make some flyers, have them to hand out to people, have signs that are made for that case specifically. Let people know what you're talking about. Don't just expect them to know that because you're carrying Uncle Sam around on a chair on sticks that you're trying to put your tongue in your cheek and say, look at Americans are flag worshipping, couch surfing fatsos that don't care anything about a government that serves them.
One thing to do then would to take a couch down to Central Square with a TV and a lamp, have the whole setup, just sit Uncle Sam down there in the middle of Central Square.
I think it's all great, and I agree with you, Mark, that you should communicate as much as you possibly can in any activism instance. You shouldn't have to rely on people coming up to you and say, hey, what are you guys doing? What's this all about?
A very simple and clear message is very hard, especially when people try and merge messages. Like I was trying to explain to somebody, you can't automatically get somebody to say okay to gun rights while shoving, you know, marijuana decrim and state sovereignty down their throat at the same time.
Yeah, don't mix messages. That makes sense.
It gets too confusing. So many people aren't on board with the ideas yet that you kind of got to feed them to them one at a time. Otherwise, they won't get it.
So, Johnny Ray, anything else you want to share about your idea tonight?
No, sir.
I'm glad you're out there, man, and always thinking of things, and that's important, and hopefully maybe this will move ahead. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Now, would you want to have some sort of solution, or would you just want to poke fun? Like, would you just want to show how absurd it is that people are apathetic, or would you want to suggest something that they could do to become less apathetic at the same time?
Well, I mean, everything I do, I try and just think of one simple thing for people to do, because making it this big, you know, we can change the world, sounds too big to people. Mm. And so they get scared. So for everything that I do, I try and make one small step. Like, either I'll make up a flyer that people can just print out and sign and send in. Or, you know, just come up with the one little thing to people to do. And so for this, you know, just find your one call to action.
I wonder what that would be.
Like, yeah.
For somebody who is completely disconnected, for somebody who is, you know, totally zombified by the idiot box, for lack of a better term, what would be that one thing for them? I guess it would be different for everybody, I suppose. Like, something would have to inspire them to take action. I don't know what it is. If you know, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, the whole idea may be just a little insider kind of thing. It's not like you're going to inspire someone who is apathetic to become unapathetic. Your thoughts are welcome, then. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeCIG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCIG.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231, the number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the archives that you'll find. Lots of them, going all the way back to late 2006. The archives there at the top of the page, the last week's worth, are there for you. And then you click into the archives section to go way back. All of it for free at freetalklive.com. And thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 free website templates there from which to choose. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. If you do so, you'll get their 99.9% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, a 24/7 technical support, and your first month completely free at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
So we were talking earlier tonight, and I didn't get a chance to fill in the discussion on the issue of plea bargaining. We were talking about how the government system is very interested in filling prisons to the brim so they can build new prisons and fill those too. I think it's the most imprisoned country in the Western world.
Oh, yeah. By a long shot.
Yeah, more than China, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and of course, this imprisoning is built on a bunch of laws that criminalize behavior that is not... well, actually a crime, because a crime to me is something that actually causes damage to another human being or their property. And so a lot of these people that are going to jail are imprisoned because they had a plant or they violated some arbitrary rule or whatever. They didn't actually hurt anybody. They didn't actually aggress against another human being or destroy something. And so the jails are filled with those folks. And so the question really becomes, what can you do about this? We pointed out that there is a legislative solution where they could repeal these bad laws that are being enforced. And obviously, I'd like to see those things happen. That's one of the reasons I moved to New Hampshire, in the hopes that such legislative options could become possible. But it's very difficult, and it's a very time-consuming and resource-intensive process trying to get these laws changed.
And it's just so disheartening when you fail time and time again that eventually eventually you just become too jaded to it. It's like a bad relationship over
they
and over.
They haven't failed time and time again here in New Hampshire.
Not in New Hampshire, but...
Well, yeah. They haven't passed the medical thing yet. That's failed time and time again.
What,
so
it, what, twice now?
I'm pretty sure it's more than twice. I think they can do it every year.
2 years.
Well, it's the same bill that they can bring up.
No, they try to trot out legalizing marijuana entirely the other year. So
oh, I see.
What you're remembering is two bills that have the word marijuana in them. And
gotcha.
I understand why you confuse them, but mm-hmm. really, it's only been a couple of times that since the Free State Project since we've moved here that they've trotted it out. And it got passed the last time.
It passed the House, but it didn't.
And
happen.
The Senate.
Oh, did? Okay, that's right.
And then the governor vetoed it, and that was it, as I recall.
Yeah, so I agree with Meg. It is very disheartening.
It is disheartening.
There's
sure
maybe
is.
A bright, you know, brighter future here in New Hampshire because the activists are moving mm-hmm. in, and they're getting active in various different ways, and I think that's good. But I think there's another aspect to it that can be approached. And I don't think this other aspect is any easier than politics, really. I mean, looking at them both, the other aspect is not taking the plea deal. And we've actually, Meg and I were working on an updated Don't Take the Plea Deal flyer, which is going to be more appropriate, I think, for a national level kind of
yeah,
use.
Yeah, I mean, we do reference New Hampshire in it, but it's just reference. It's not, you know.
Well, credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
I mean, it came from New Hampshire. We should have Free Keene on the back or the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point of this being that on 3 out of the 5 days of the week, and maybe we'll be expanding beyond that at some point here, but out 3 of the 5 weekdays that the court is open, we've got activists there here in Keene, New Hampshire, handing out information to people, these flyers that say, don't take the plea deal. And then they're, you know, trifled, so they go into detail as to why and why this is important. And essentially the idea is that the plea deal is critical to their system, to their justice system. They hit a bunch of people with charges. They are always arresting people for a bunch of nonsense. They throw as many charges as they can at them, and then they come to them with this offer. They say, well, look, we'll make this go away for you. Just plead guilty, and then you'll only have to pay, you know, 3 payments of $100 each or whatever, and it'll all go away. And they try to make it so people have this burden of court taken off of them. And it sucks having to go to court. It sucks having to take time off. And it sucks, you know, all of the mental anguish that you have to go through and worrying about what might happen. And so the plea deal seems like a real solve to that problem
yeah.
for people.
And
very
a lot
attractive.
Of people don't realize that parking tickets, speeding, that those, when you pay it, that is a plea deal. You can fight that.
That's true, yeah. Just going to the police department and paying a parking ticket, as many people do, is, you know, you're pleading guilty by doing that, and you're avoiding a court trial. And you're right, people can take that to trial. We've had that happen here in Keene, where activists have taken parking tickets. $5 parking ticket, most people just go and pay it. We have people who will take it to a trial, but in most cases, it hasn't made it to trial. Mark, they've dropped, was it 2 of yours? Or one of them.
I think it was one, but it's just a parking ticket, and
they dropped the case.
Yeah, a couple of people have had that same experience.
They dropped the case a little while ago about against our friend Pete for wearing a hat in court. They dropped those charges, and they dropped Dale's parking ticket.
Right.
So
and you just gotta, what you've got to consider is that otherwise they just ask you for the money, tell you to go along your way. But in these cases, people decided they were going to take this to all the way to trial, and the state knows that it's not worth convicting them. You know, I've got a speeding ticket coming up that's $78 if I lose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be $78 whether I win or lose. I might as well go through their little kangaroo court
now,
and watch
that's
the entertainment.
That's maybe a different situation in different places,
in
right?
In different states,
it's worth pointing that out, that we're not giving legal advice. In a lot of places, they will screw you for not taking the plea deal. And they will, you know, you will be charged court costs if you go to a trial, and then it's not just
filing
a $78.
Fees and
right.
All sorts of crazy stuff.
Then it's not just a $78.
Then they'll nickel
ticket.
And dime you to death.
Then you're looking at $400 after it's, you know, all is said and done. So these techniques may vary according to where, you know, their success, levels of success may vary according to where you are, which is why it makes sense if you love the ideas of liberty to move to New Hampshire, where things aren't quite, in some ways, they aren't quite as bad. They're plenty draconian in other ways, but in some ways, things aren't quite as bad. And having a bunch of people who are willing to not just kind of kiss the boot of their tyrants, who are not going to take the plea deal, who are going to stand firm and say, oh, you're going to have to prove your case against me on that parking ticket there. You're going to have to prove that I parked that car, and you're going to have to prove that, you know, this and that and whatever, that they normally don't have to prove anything when you take the plea bargain. That is, you're letting them off the hook by doing that. They have to do no work in order to get their conviction. You've given it to them. You've chosen to allow yourself to be convicted.
Well, you're just giving them the money, and they're happy to take it.
Yeah.
And so stopping that or making it so that people are less than inclined to take the plea deal would really cripple the system and make it so a bunch of people with charges would get dropped. And eventually, if that kept happening, it would make it so the cops would realize that, well, crap, if we just hand out these tickets, they're probably not going to pay it. And maybe they wouldn't be as likely to hand out these tickets. Maybe they would
just
leave people alone.
Hand them out when they felt like they had an egregious breaking of the law rather than just, you know, some kind of revenue generation system that they've got going.
But
this is the reason that I really like jurisdictionary.com is it gives people the tools that it takes to fight these things in court, at least to have a fighting chance.
Well, I think one thing that I want to focus more on now with these things is a lot of people, when they go in and they take the plea deal, they'll even read our flyers and they'll still take the plea deal because they feel as if they've done something wrong. Mm. Even though they haven't harmed anybody, they haven't committed a real crime.
They'll apologize to the judge.
Yeah, they'll be apologetic. They'll pay in. They'll just say, you know, like, I have to, you know, be responsible for this because I did this thing. And it's more telling these people that these are not crimes. You are not bad people. You have done nothing wrong, and
nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, do not let people make you think you're doing anything bad, because you're not.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The system has that installed in it pretty firmly. People going up and apologizing for what they've done and shaking the hand of their oppressors and things like that. It's very sad. I'm not saying you shouldn't be friendly to people.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
But don't thank them for it.
Yeah, but don't thank them for aggressing against you, and don't apologize
don't
if you haven't harmed anyone.
Don't feel guilty when you're not.
So 800-259-9231, the Don't Take the Plea Deal flyer. We're reworking it as we speak. We're actually working on it during the break. And so look to freekeen.com. When it's released, we'll release it there, and it'll be something that you could actually take, have printed out at your local printer or print it out online, get it shipped to you, and you'll be able to do the same outreach where you are. More coming up. We'll allow you to take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Extend your life.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
At 800-259-9231, joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Matt.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find several links there to Amazon, different international Amazons, plus the U.S. Amazon. You click into those links, and then you get your shopping done, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. It's that simple. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer with all kinds of products in so many categories. Free Super Saver shipping deals as well on a lot of their brand new items. Or you can order used if you want to. Go to shop.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live too.
Have you, you know, sort of ever wanted to find that perfect video to explain to a loved one about, you know, this thing or that thing that has to do in the area of liberty, or maybe to refine your ideas on many of these ideas? Go to learnliberty.org. It's a slick site put together by the Institute for Humane Studies, and it has all kinds of you know, smart guys in the liberty movement, college professors, that kind of thing, explaining different facets of how liberty works better than anything else. It's the lectures that they wish they taught you in school. It's learnliberty.org. More videos are being added daily. Go and check them out. learnliberty.org.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Scott, listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
I was just listening to you talking earlier, and I had kind of an interesting one I thought you guys might get a kick out of.
All right, sure.
Friend and I are driving along, and we're going to go repair equipment, and cop pulls up behind us, and I'm driving along, and the blue lights. I'm like, okay. Looked over at my friend and I said, hey, you think if I just ignore them, they'll go away? So now you better pull over. So I pulled over and he comes over and this was so funny because he was kind of in an unmarked vehicle and he didn't have a badge. He was wearing a uniform that was green and said special ops on it. That kind of piqued my interest for a second. Okay, what's going on here? And my friend was kind of, you know, kind of just trying to laugh some of it off, and what's this about, you know? And I mean, he think this is funny, da 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 da. And he asked us, he said, well, where are you going? You know, what's all this stuff for? Where, you know, what are you doing when you get there? And, you know, and it was kind of like, well, you know, we're going to a music store. What are you doing when you get there? We're fixing stuff, you know? I mean, and, so finally, you know, he got a little tired of this, and he told me, he said, well, why don't you step out of the truck and come over here? And so I go over in front of the truck, and I'm thinking, gee, I'm glad I didn't wear my Don't Tase Me, Bro t-shirt today. And he asked me, because he said, well, where are you going? I said, just like we said, we're heading to a music store. And he got me for no insurance, and he wanted to, well, the other thing was an expired tag. And I really wasn't told that until later. And he wanted to know, he said, well, you know, just, will you sign the ticket? Okay, sign the ticket. We got to go. We're losing money as we sit here. So, well, fine. We'll just go ahead and sign the ticket. So I go into the court there and to go in, and basically, you know, because my friend told me, so, well, I'll go with you. He said, it's not a problem. I'll go with you. Mm-hmm. And the guy must have been in such a state of mind that his handwriting was atrocious.
Which guy?
And Kyle. I handed over to the magistrate, and I said, look, I said, I don't want to be rude or disrespectful or anything, you know, but first off, I'm not even really sure what I was charged with other than insurance. Mm-hmm. And I said, because we had the wrong insurance card in the truck at the time. And I said, there is insurance on the truck. Other than that, I can't really find anything else because I can't read this man's handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulls it over, and she looks at it for a minute, and she kind of looks at me, and she goes, you know, I can't read his handwriting either, and just writes dismissed across the ticket.
Awesome.
So I was like, yeah, that was pretty cool.
You know, I'll tell you, I haven't got a ticket yet where I could read it particularly well. It comes with they have that NCR paper, so it kind of does that blue...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
thing.
Half right.
Yeah, you get the
right.
You get the pink copy, which is on the bottom, which has been folded nine mm-hmm. different times. It's illegible as heck. I mean, if that's why they're going to dismiss these tickets, that's
yeah,
awesome.
I mean, because it was just so funny because I mean, seriously, I couldn't read the ticket. I handed it to my friend. I said, "Can you read this?" You know, I was trying to get it from everybody. I was like, "Can you read it at all? Can you make anything out on this?"
How many people do you think would have taken that and just gone and paid it? I mean, was it clear how much was owed, or was it that just unclear as well?
It was completely, it was illegible. You could not read it. The only thing you could tell that was on it was, and he had, he had one thing wrong about the vehicle on the ticket. That was another thing, which the vehicle was a big old giant Suburban.
How could you tell it was wrong if you couldn't read it?
Yeah, and well,
license plate like squiggly lined star.
So,
yeah.
Well, wait a minute. So now this is an important point that these cops make mistakes a lot. They will mm-hmm. botch things up. Now, in many cases, the court will look the other way on those mistakes, so it won't matter. But they, in many cases, will screw things up so badly that they don't even really have a case to make, or they don't even know what the law is with which they're charging someone, and they, you know, they can't even. Like, the law doesn't even apply to the situation.
And it's usually 5 months later when they have to recall it for court, so they don't remember it.
So just by going in and challenging these things, you can, first of all, get discovery from the state. You can find out what they've got to support their case. And you can actually look and see, do they even have a case? They may not. And in many of these cases, they botch it up so bad, whether it's the poor handwriting on the ticket or, not getting the facts correct, they botch it up so bad or not knowing the laws that you can get things tossed out for that. Thanks for sharing the story, and thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ernest, listening to WJML in Michigan. Hey, Ernest, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you, sir. I was listening to your last caller, and you're absolutely right. They do write us up for things that are wrong. I was following a white car one time back when the speed limit was 55, and we was running together in Michigan. And another white car came over the hill and blew us off of the road, and the officer came out and pulled the other white car that had been running with me instead of the car that blew that was speeding. And I wanted to go back and stop, but I was frightened too, that because I've had officers get real angry when you point out that they're making a mistake.
Oh yeah, they're infallible and they're armed.
You're right, and I get along better with officers being a truck driver. Officers help me out there a lot. I flag officers down, so I have the highest respect for them, but they're human beings and they make mistakes. My son is a correction officer in the prison system in Michigan, and they've been closing prisons like all get out. And what I wanted to mention was my son told me, Dad, we have no empty beds. We're turning prisoners out in Michigan at the rate of 900 a day, and they are coming right back in at the rate of 900 and some a day.
Wow, that's crazy.
It is.
And so they still haven't figured out that they could lessen that by actually abolishing these stupid laws that they're putting these people in jail for, like pot possession.
Well, so many of them get out on probation, and they violate the probation,
right,
even with things that aren't breaking the law. You know, they'll get a dirty urine, or they'll, you know, not show up for their
check-in
time.
They'll be in the wrong place with the wrong person at the
wrong
time.
That's true. No, it happens.
It's just simple.
Well, I work with guys that do hard drugs, sell hard drugs. You watch these guys. They show up on the job, and they're quite chunky. Within less than a month, or 2 months at the most, they're very slim and trim because they got out of the good prison food. They're on to drugs again. They aren't eating. And next thing you know, they're slim and trim again, really slim and trim. And then, boom, they disappear. And next time you see them, they're chunky again.
Back in jail.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue and talk to Melvin, listening in Norfolk to WTAR. Hello, Melvin.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, I just wanted to talk about Barack Obama and the Libya situation. This morning, I heard a conversation here at a local radio station with a radio host. I don't think I should say the name, or should I?
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it was Imus in the morning.
Oh, boy.
And
guy is like a corpse on the radio. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, I was listening to him this morning on my way to work, and I was very upset at the saying that he said that anyone who votes against a black person in the presidency is considered a racist. And then he goes to say that that doesn't say that they're not qualified. Now, I didn't understand what he was saying.
I can't say I understand it either.
Yeah.
So he was saying that the only way to say, he went on to say, and I quote this, let me get it straight, he said, the only way to not be accused of being racist is to not have a black person in the presidency.
I wish we could talk further about this. We are on the end of the hour here and the end of the show. Call us back tomorrow night if you want to get into detail on this, because I'd like to. We are out of time. See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.